So we'll see. I'm reckon I'll be to take more this time. I reckon I'll take at least 400 today, because it might be the last time. I haven't even been able to go on a holiday, hardly go out the whole summer. I mean, it really, it's just been constant work. I've been getting up early in the morning and working all day. And I'm frightened to go out because, well, I've also got such a lot to do. And there's also blooming watering to be done. Mm. So I've made a special effort this year. So even if I'm busy, just sort of look at me, get within my view so that I can say, well, excuse me. Because otherwise some people talk to me forever. Mm. And I can say, well, do you mind? I just move off and say, excuse me, and we'll talk to somebody else. And what's not sold, I don't want any of it reduced, because I believe I get a lot of visitors after the programme. Mm. They're all being charged 50p to come in, and they can buy the plants. They're not getting tea, though. Not getting to all that, but I mean, they don't know about the tea. You see, I started this tradition of the tea, so it has to go on, really. That's the way I'm sitting in the middle of the drive drinking it, don't you?
Is there anything special that's out that I should point out to people?
Oh, the Veratrum nigrum that's round the corner by the gate of the Coombs. It's a black flower, two tall spikes of black flowers, lots of little flowers onto the black. That's very unusual. Mm. I've marked one or two things, nice things, in that corner that you look at, the sort of at the end of the pond. There's a pyramid of things. It's got a label on. There's Burberry Dopsis, which is not supposed to be hardy in the north, that's got flowers on, but I've put a label on that. And the chocolate-scented flower, which wore the lawn out of smelling that last year. Oh, and there's a gorgeous gazania in a pot by the pond that really is the most fabulous colour. But people will see that. They have got labels on them, you know. They can't mistake it, really. I wonder if we've got nothing else in the climber line, have we? No, not at the moment.
I've tried to convince her of the codenopsis.
Yes, but it's very thin, you know. Yeah, it's not the kind of thing that everybody likes. I don't mind if those are not sold, because I can get rid of those to connoisseurs. Hills before swine here, I might tell you.
Yes, I'm sure.
1,92,394. That will call that 700. Some allium still to bring out. That's not bad, is it? 700. Well, there were 500 before. Supposing we took 200 back, that was at least 1,000 plants that we've had for sale. I've potted up every one except a few that John did for those house plants.
How much did you make on the plants last time?
I've got it written down. We made £333 altogether.
Tell me how you think it went today.
Oh, very well, yes, very well indeed. I mean, I've had a lovely lot of people. Everybody was so nice, and they all seemed to enjoy it. So I think we've done very well. I mean, I'm amazed there's so many people come see a little garden like this, really.
There seem to be, on the gate, 300 people or so.
Yes, that's what I think, about 300 people. That's 100 more than last time. Mm. So I enjoyed it very much. I had a lot of very nice people I talked to, all sorts of folk that I know from all walks of life. Some I haven't seen for years came, like Arnold Angel. That was very nice indeed. Now I enjoyed it, so I hope everybody enjoyed it. They seemed to. We'll just gather our wits together now and go and have a rest, right?